Did you know that most podcasters don't make it past their first 15 episodes? Oh, right? Like, that sounds terrible, especially if you're brand new to podcasting. You're like, oh my gosh, this feels like an uphill battle. Well, there are actually four specific reasons that most new podcasters burn out, and I'm teaching those in a brand new masterclass that is four reasons new podcasters burn out and how to avoid them. So go to profitpodcasting.com/four reasons to register for this brand new masterclass that's available for a limited time. Go to profitpodcasting.com/four reasons to make sure that you do not make these same mistakes that some new podcasters make. So I wanted to start today's episode with a little truth that if you've been listening for a while, you probably already know this about me, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. Y'all, I don't know everything that there is to know about podcasting. Oh my gosh, she didn't say that. She doesn't mean it. Yeah, I don't know every single thing, but I'm learning. And podcast networks and how all the ad sponsorships and all that, I had no idea how this worked for a very long time. And I kept getting questions and I got really curious as to, well, how does all of that work? So I reached out to people in the podcast community and I got some answers for you. So I'm excited about today's interview. So let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we?
So like I said in the beginning, there are a lot of aspects about podcasting that have kind of been a mystery to me. And it's funny because there's some things that I honestly didn't even know existed until I surrounded myself with much, much smarter podcasters and people that have been doing this for a very long time. And because of that, I feel so privileged to be around such smart people that I can ask these questions to. And one thing that kept coming up was, well, how do podcast networks work? And how does sponsorship actually work? And instead of trying to go and hunt and peck and like figure out a bunch of information from many different sources, I thought I would bring somebody from the ASA Collective Group, and you're going to learn more about what they do and what their organization, how it's played a role in my own podcasting journey. But I'm really excited because I had their editor-in-chief and their head of social media at ASA, Meredith Reed. She came onto the show and she shared some fire when it comes to understanding podcast and how it all works. And we just, oh my gosh, this was such a fun conversation. And we just really dug into the fundamentals behind some of the podcasting things that people just don't understand, because I think that there's either a lot of misinformation or there's not enough, hey, let's pull back the curtain and really tell people how it works. But we knew that, and that's basically what we based our entire conversation in today, was making it very easy for everyone to understand, no matter where you are on your journey. Maybe you're like, Crystal, I have no desire to monetize. I don't even think I'm going to go after sponsors. That's awesome. But for those of you that are thinking about it, we wanted to tell you exactly how it works, what to expect, and what you kind of need to know from the brand's perspective and someone that works with tons and tons of sponsors. So like I said, I spoke with Meredith Reed, who is the editor-in-chief and the head of social media at ASA, which is a network and community for women in podcasting. She is also a freelance branding and marketing expert who specializes in building meaningful connections between products and people. And we had so much fun. So I'm just going to cut off there and go straight into the interview with Meredith. All right, Profit Podcast listeners, I'm so excited about today's interview, today's guest, Meredith Reed. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, this is so fun. So, Meredith, can you kind of tell everybody, because you are not, as of us recording this, you're not in New York City where you normally live. So can you tell us about where you are in this global pandemic and all the things that we're dealing with right now?
Yeah. So COVID definitely keeping things exciting. So I left, I normally live in Soho in downtown Manhattan, and I left about 4 weeks ago now with my fiance, another couple that are friends of ours, and our two dogs. And we packed into a rental car and drove 2 days to my friend's family's lake house in northern Wisconsin, and basically have just kind of started a new life here. So it's kind of the antithesis of where I normally live, but it's fun. We're so grateful to have this place to stay. And obviously the gift of being able to work remotely has made it work for everybody, but definitely a huge life change. And we honestly don't know when we're going to be able to go back.
Right. Oh my gosh. So I really just wanted to highlight on that because New York City is like a dream of mine. I've always wanted to go and to hear just the impact that it's had. And then, you know, that's where you normally live. And it's just like, oh, I really just wanted to touch on that because I do believe so much in the remote working and how we're able to do that. And so with ASA, the organization that you're a part of, you're able to do that. So I really just want to dive right in. Can you tell us about what it is that you do and how you got into the podcasting world?
Sure. So ASA, it's O-S-S-A. A lot of times people are confused if it's OSA or ASA. And that is actually a Greek goddess of gossip and communication. So that's how we chose the name. It is a community and network for women in podcasting. So basically, we identified podcasting as an incredible tool for women and minorities and the voices that we hear less of to be raised up on a global scale. And we thought that that was a really exciting thing to be a part of. So we launched ASA to help women, first of all, make money on their show, but also to build those connections. I think as women especially, we do so well with having a community to be a part of, having access to resources and even friendships that we can form through podcasting. So we built a community where women in podcasting could come together and connect. We provide a lot of really great resources, and it's been growing exponentially since we started. So we're really excited to continue building out the network.
That's awesome. So have you had a podcast in the past? Like, how did you get into the podcasting space?
So here's what's, you know, one of these roundabout journeys. So, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of how to even give you the cliff notes. So once upon a time, here's the short version. I was a women, gender, sexuality studies major in college. It's something I'm really passionate about, empowering women and all of the obstacles that women face that might not be so obvious to everyone as far as getting ahead in life and in business and all that good stuff. Then I ended up getting into entrepreneurship and building a business I co-founded a women's whiskey that told the story, the little known history of women in the whiskey industry. And then I connected with Marla, who's our founder, through having that business background. She was looking for someone to help build the business and come on as editor-in-chief. And so when I came on, it was originally like a Boss Girls, which was a network and a blog for women and all kinds of things about empowering yourself in work and in life. And we did that for about a year and a half. I think the first year and a half I was with her. And then we kind of just started feeling like, you know, the blog business model was great and it was really successful for a long period of time, but we're kind of growing out of that with the rise of social media and other forms of communication like podcasting. We're just not seeing the dedication to reading blog posts like we used to. So we came up with this way to pivot the business and still keep our mission of empowering women, but also move into this new, really exciting space of podcasting where we're seeing a lot of growth. And I just organically started listening to podcasts years ago. I'm a huge listener. And as I told you when we were chatting before the show, I'm actually launching my first podcast recording this evening. And I also have helped other, I do some freelance work. So I also help to host some other businesses' podcasts. But I just have so much fun in this space. I think it's a great way to connect with new people, to find out new information. I find it to be such a great way to, whether it's unwind or if I'm cooking and I want something interesting to listen to, I feel like there's such a wide spectrum of podcasts out there that are relevant to me and interesting to me. And so it's just really fun to be in this space. It is a little weird that I'm not a hardcore podcaster and I know a lot about podcasting, but I'm not someone who's recording a podcast every week. So that is a little strange, I guess. But I kind of think of it almost like people who work in, you know, the movie industry. There are people who are producers and directors and behind the scenes who aren't the actors, and they're still part of the industry. Right. So I guess I'm kind of more of the behind the scenes character in the podcast industry.
I love it because, I mean, like, we have to have everybody. Like, I mean, I love to talk about podcasting. I love to talk about content. Like, I'm not the equipment girl. Like, there are tons of people out there who love to talk about equipment and tech and like all these things. And I'm like, I can do enough to figure it out, but like, let's keep it simple. And then let's just talk about the content. That's my specialty. So I think being someone in your position, being able to see everything at a bird's eye view and how all the moving pieces work together, I think that that is a critical piece of the puzzle, because now I can come to all of you wonderful ladies at ASA whenever I have questions, because I've reached out to Shannon on y'all's team a few times, like asking questions about how ASA works and how the community at large, like y'all's mission. But I want to go back to something that you said was really important earlier, and that is that y'all have been in the blogging space and then you're transitioning, or you have transitioned more into podcasting. So I know some of my listeners are kind of trying to do the same thing. They're trying to figure out, maybe they've done some other kind of content creation in the past, and now they're trying to transition into podcasting. So do you have any advice for someone that is in that kind of transition period? They're like, I think this is my next move. I think I want to really just step away from blogging and move more into podcasting. Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I think anytime you move into a new space, it can be really intimidating. And it can be really easy to feel like everyone got out ahead of you. Maybe, oh, I wish I would have started a podcast 2 years ago. Now that space is too crowded. It's too late. Like all of that negative self-talk that so many of us have a tendency to get into. I think my advice would be you just have to feel comfortable with being a beginner and also reaching out to people and asking questions. The interesting thing about the podcasting space as it stands now, and especially a couple of years ago, everyone was just learning as they went along. It's still a very new industry. And so there's a lot of information out there, but it doesn't feel like anyone really gets into podcasting without starting just as a beginner. You know, you're not getting a degree in podcasting. Right. You're just kind of going out there and being like, okay, what can I find online? Who can I talk to? How can I figure it out as I go? And the other piece of advice I would have, shameless plug, is to become part of a network and a community like ASA, where you automatically have a group of supporters, of people you can turn to. We have a message board where people can post any questions they might have, whether it's about audio or it's about promoting their show on a specific form of social media, or it's about legal questions about naming your podcast. We have a place that people can go to with questions. And I think you really have to lean into that sense of community. And it can be so helpful when you're trying to build your show and become a podcaster. I mean, there's no one way to do it, but I think you just really have to go all in and put yourself out there.
Oh, that's such great advice. And like everything that you just said totally aligns with how I feel like you really just touched someone saying all that, because just putting yourself out there and just trying something and then, hey, it doesn't work, dust yourself off, get back up and try something new is kind of the motto that we live by around here, because it's the only way that we learn. But I want to just really kind of tap more into your perspective, seeing podcasting from a bird's eye view. Like, what has been the biggest change that y'all have seen in the last 12 months? Because what I see in the podcasting realm is, you know, more people coming onto the scene. Like, there are, you know, a lot more shows that people are experimenting with. And, you know, it's not just about true crime anymore. Like, there's actually bigger fish in the sea now. So what has been your perspective of like the biggest change that we've seen in the last 12 months?
Ooh, that's a really good question. And several things come to mind. One thing that we've seen in the past 12 months is this rise of businesses and politicians and basically anyone who wants to have a stamp out there, a flag out there, almost like the way that we look at having a Facebook page, an Instagram page, a LinkedIn page. Now it's like, if you've got a business, you've got a podcast. And so we're seeing a lot more businesses and even businesses you wouldn't expect. Like, I read something about all the big banks have podcasts now, and people running for office have podcasts, and, you know, a big range in the quality of these podcasts, but it's kind of becoming the next thing to stake out your business in this big space of trying to get attention from consumers. And I think it's a really awesome way to connect with other people in your industry. So it's a useful form of content for any business or entrepreneur to have. The other thing that I've seen in the past 12 months is the rise in user-friendly analytics tracking. It was really weird for us when we started out as a network to not really have a way to get information on the shows we were looking at as far as what are their number of downloads. Like, that information wasn't really that easy to find. So that's right. Something that we've seen a lot of platforms, hosting platforms, having more user-friendly analytics, which is super useful to the podcaster, but also really useful when you're booking advertisers for a network like ours to be able to see that. And then there was also a third thing I thought of while I was talking that has been a major trend that now I can't remember. So maybe we'll come back to that. But I've just...
Well, that's great because... No, go ahead.
I've just seen so much... Like, this has just been like astronomical, the growth in podcasting. So even the conferences we go to... Podfest and what was the other one we were at? They all have pod names, so they're really hard to keep track of. Podcast right. Movement. Right. You just see like they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and getting bigger names there. So it's definitely like there's a lot of momentum in this space. You're seeing a lot more advertising dollars going into this space. There's just a lot of change happening at a very rapid pace.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to what you were saying about, you know, there's people that are coming onto the scene, you know, their businesses, and then there's other people, and it just kind of varies on the quality of the show and how it's put together. So with Awesome Members, do you mostly see people that are using it as a business, or are there hobbyists? Like, it's just kind of a mixture of people. How do y'all see people within your community?
Well, here's the thing. I think with podcasting, and again, I'm going to relate this to social media and let's say Instagram, people do tend to hear these astronomical success stories and think like, well, I want a piece of that pie. I can do that too. And that's great. Like, why not? Get in there. But I do think there is a little bit of maybe people don't realize how much work and how much time and how many years and dedication are behind that success. And so sometimes people go into podcasting thinking it'll be a business, And then they just don't see the growth or the numbers that they kind of anticipate at the beginning and grow a little bit frustrated and taper off. So I definitely think it can be a business. It can be a business for anyone, but it just takes, it's a lot of work. Like, I know that might be kind of a depressing answer, but we always talk about repurposing your content and how important it is that every time you post a new episode, that you're also getting out there and you're building your email list and you have a landing page for your podcast and you're putting it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of these platforms. And so that's kind of what it takes to make your podcast into a business. And it's more than just posting a few episodes. You really need to think about it from a branding perspective, be strategic. There's a lot that goes into it. But just like being an entrepreneur in any other space, you can always find a way to be successful. It just takes an extreme level of dedication and just putting everything into it as, you know, make it a business and really think of it as a business.
Yeah. But I mean, like everything that you just said, like all of that is all encompassing of how I feel about podcasting. And it's what I teach, you know, my audience, my students, my clients, like everybody is exactly what you just said, growing your email list, your social media presence and doing all that. So I love that we share this passion about it. And it's so why I just was like, I have to connect with the ladies at Asa because y'all like we see eye to eye so much on so much about podcasting. We get it. But so I want to go back to a very big piece of the puzzle. So with Asa, y'all work with like, y'all are basically, I don't want to call y'all, I'm trying to think of what is the actual, because you're a network, but you work with advertisers and podcasters. Like, so can you kind of explain a little bit? Because I know for my audience and for me, until honestly, I found Asa and I kind of saw the bigger picture, I feel like podcast advertising is still such a mystery because brand new podcasters are like, well, I don't have a big enough show. I don't have enough download numbers to even think about someone approaching me. So can you kind of, I guess, demystify all of that for us?
Yes, I can. And thank you for bringing that up because that was my third point that I couldn't remember a little bit ago. Yeah. So the other big trend that we're seeing is businesses getting on the advertising train with podcasting. A lot of businesses, they have a way of doing things. They allocate their advertising dollars a certain way. And so it's a slow moving train to convince the decision makers that they should try out podcast advertising. But holy crap, we are seeing a lot of money in advertising in podcasting, and the growth has just been crazy to watch. So Asa is a community and network for women in podcasting, and I would say that our business breaks into two main branches. So the first branch of Asa is our ad booking platform. So we have an in-house ad booking platform and service where a business can come to us and they can enter the information about what they're looking for. So from the type of person that they're trying to reach, maybe where they're located, they can put in how much they have to spend and certain segments that they want to reach. And then we have an algorithm that will be like, here are the podcasts on our network that are a good fit for what you're looking for. And then they can book advertising with the podcasters on our network. To date, we have about 650 podcasters on our network, although I'm not sure by the time this comes out what we're going to be at. So they have a good selection to choose from, and we represent podcasters that are in a wide variety of sectors, and we're always trying to branch out and make sure that we have the type of podcast that our advertisers are looking for. So where Asa is different from other ad booking platforms, a few things. So one, we specialize in small to mid high growth podcasts. So we don't have really high minimums for number of downloads per episode to join Asa. We really want to be integral in the growth of people's podcasts. So whereas a lot of other ad booking platforms want a higher number, like say 2,500 downloads per episode, we have a recommendation of about 1,000 downloads per episode, which gives more people opportunities to make money on their podcast. And you deserve to make money on your podcast. If you have a show that people are showing up and listening to, then our slogan is your voice has value. And it does. If you are producing content that people want to listen to, then absolutely you deserve to be making money on your show. So that's one of our differentiators. Also, we give our podcasters complete creative control. So instead of just being like, yeah, you can book on this podcast and that podcast on our network, we connect the advertiser directly with the podcaster, and they are in charge of creating the content together. We always give our podcasters the opportunity to say no if, for whatever reason, the deal isn't something that appeals to them. Maybe whatever is being sold doesn't appeal to them. They can always say no. And third, ASA is non-exclusive. So people can still be part of other networks. And we just want to add to people's podcasting experience. There aren't any fees to be a part of ASA. We're able to take a cut of the ad booking. But if you're not booking ads, you aren't paying us anything to be a part of the network. And then the other branch of ASA is our community. And that is based primarily on Facebook. We have a private members group, and that's where you can connect with other members. We have prompts to share, for example, your latest episode. If you have questions in a particular category, we try to identify people on our network that are the experts that might be able to help out with certain questions. And we also produce a lot of great exclusive content for our community. Like, for example, we produced a Grow Your Show e-course that we featured very wonderful, intelligent, well-qualified members of our community like you to do different modules about growing your show. So everything from branding to Instagram to real-life events and networking, we just want to be there as a resource for all of the women in podcasting to help people make the most out of their podcasting experience. You don't have to do it alone. There's really great resources out there, and we just want to be one of those great resources.
Yeah. And I have to, well, first of all, thank you so much, because I had so much fun. So what Merit is talking about is this e-course, and I'm going to link to it in the show notes. So don't worry. We're going to tell you exactly where to go to sign up for it. But I was so honored to be asked to, I did the branding. It was a branding module in there, and it was so much fun for me. But whenever it came out, you know, because I'm part of y'all's newsletter, and I get, you know, whenever y'all do articles, and I've clicked around on y'all's website so many times, and I'm just blown away, because everything is so professional. It's so legit, where I have gone to other, like you said, network, like podcast booking. Is that what they're called? Podcast booking networks, mm-hmm. or just podcast booking agencies? I don't know, really know the terminology. Oh,
I don't know if anyone knows, but we know what you're talking about.
It sounds good. Sounds good. But I've been to some of their other sites, and I'm just like, okay, but is this for me? I feel like you land, you know, on some of these websites and you're just like, I mean, I guess, I get it, but is this for me? But man, whenever you land on ASA, if you're a female podcaster listening to this, you've got to go check out all the great resources, because they have articles from female podcasters. They have podcast interviews that they're featuring, like so many awesome resources on their blog for free, you guys. Like, there's so much great content. So I just wanted to give y'all a big shout out, because
you can
tell that the blog, like the blogging days have paid off, because everything on y'all's website is so awesome. I love it so much. Well,
thank you so much. And let me tell you, transitioning that website was, oh my God, so much work. You can ask Marlo about that. So I'm glad we've made it out to the other side. And I really, really appreciate you saying that.
Yes, it looks awesome. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to tell you, is because I know, like, I've built websites. It's not easy. It's not easy to rebrand and to change anything. So yes, y'all have done an awesome job.
Thank you. It was really tough. We got so many people coming out of the woodwork that were really angry about the rebrand. You know, change is hard, and most people are kind of averse to change. So it was a really difficult decision, especially when you have a brand that's been established and has been around for so long. But ultimately, I think we've never looked back. It's just been the best decision for our business. And it's so exciting to be in a space that has so much growth, and the way that it allows us to connect with so many awesome, awesome women who are doing really great, exciting things. Podcasting is all encompassing. It's every industry. It's every type of person out there. It's just been absolutely awesome for us to be a part of the podcasting space.
Yeah. Well, y'all are doing fantastic. I can't wait to see all the other fun things that y'all have ahead in the future, because y'all are doing great. But I want to go back real fast to the monetization, because as far as I know, the most popular model that I see when people start looking into sponsors and working with brands is the CPM model, or, you know, downloads per thousand, or, you know, 1,000 downloads per episode, whatever, however you say it. Like, we're done with the fancy titles and the fancy words around here. You know what I mean.
We know what you mean.
But can you speak more to, because you said, you know, like, here's, we have a lower almost barrier to entry for brand new podcasters. If they're looking at like 1,000 downloads per episode, is that really the only statistic that a lot of brands are looking for? Or what if someone had a super niche topic that they were working on? Can you kind of just talk a little bit more about stats and how advertisers look at those?
Sure. So that is what we specialize in, looking at other ways to kind of, I don't want to say judge someone's podcast, but other ways to look at how much an advertiser might benefit from partnering with a podcast besides just that one magical number. So one thing we really like to look at, and also to show our advertisers, is we have a lot of podcasters on our network that have that following already. They had a blog, or they have a personal brand. Maybe they have a fitness site, or, you know, a cooking blog or whatever, and they already have an established following. And we really love to work with women who are just getting into podcasting, but have that following already set up to come over and follow them to their podcast. And that's something that we put in front of advertisers, is to show them that, you know, maybe they don't have the magical minimum 2,500 downloads per episode, but, you know, you can see the growth that they've had since they started, and here's how many Instagram followers they have, and here's their level of engagement, and, you know, they could make a really great brand partner. And ultimately, you know, advertisers are interested in the bottom line. They only want to spend a certain amount. So we're also working with some brands that don't have huge advertising budgets, but they have money that they'd love to put into podcasts. And so smaller podcasts can be a really good fit for them, because it makes more sense for their budget. And as long as they have a really engaged audience, the return can be really great. So we try to emphasize all of these things, in addition to just that magical number, which I think for a lot of people can be a major deterrent in continuing to grow their show. The other thing I would say is, and I don't know if this was part of your question, but I just feel like this needs to be plugged. Anyone who wants to grow their show needs to get out there and be a guest on other people's podcasts, because you never know, if you're a guest on someone's podcast, your download numbers could shoot up overnight when that podcast episode airs. That is how I find a lot of podcasts I listen to, is I listen to another podcast and I hear someone who's a guest and I'm like, oh, I really like them. I'm going to go check out their show. So that's a really strategic way to get your name out there. And also to, you know, advertisers listen to podcasts. They're people too. They're listening to podcasts.
Right.
So you just never know, like, how they might hear about you and how they might discover you.
That's so great. And I love, that was a fantastic plug, because we've actually had so many episodes dedicated to guesting on podcasts, because I think that that is the number one way to grow your show. And I feel like that was also like, you're my little, reminder that I need to get out there and I need to guest on more podcasts, because I'm not practicing what I preach here. I'm like, I say it all the time, but I need to do that. So thanks for that reminder, because it is so, so important. But Meredith, I wanted to ask you, are you up for some rapid fire questions?
All right, let me stretch. Okay. Ready.
Let's do this. Okay, so we've kind of covered this a little bit, but I want to know, what advice would you give to a brand new podcaster?
Well, I don't know. I probably kind of said this earlier, but go all in. And I'm going to say my piece of advice is to find a podcasting buddy of someone who is also launching a new podcast who can hold you accountable. If you have a co-host, it's co-host. I said that really weirdly. That's kind of your built-in accountability buddy. But if you don't have a co-host, find someone that you can go back and forth. You're at the same point more or less in your journey. You can troubleshoot with each other, and you can also make sure that you show up every week and record new content.
That's so good. That's actually a piece of advice we've never had before. So that's great. I think accountability partners can be a dream, especially when you're trying something new for the first time.
Well, that's the only way I'm still working out here, is that everyone else I'm in this house with, we're like, show up downstairs at noon today. Yeah. That's the only way I actually do
it. We got to make it happen.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So now that, okay, I'm going to ask you this in two ways. So who would be the dream podcast for you to be a guest on? And then now that you have a podcast coming up, who would be your dream guest to be on your podcast?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I can do this one on the fly. Oh my God. I mean, there's so many that I would be so incredibly honored to be on. I would say, like, some podcasters I really look up to, like Jenna Kutcher is, I feel like people mention her a lot, but she's incredible. Obviously, I think everybody wants to have these really incredible conversations, like Brené Brown. Now that she has a podcast, she's incredible. Yes. I mean, there's so many. I guess the only one I wouldn't want to be featured on is like a true crime where like I was the subject. So hopefully that will never happen. Which I do love true crime, don't get me wrong. And as far as
– That's funny.
Oh my gosh, my dream guest, sorry, you might have to edit this a little bit. My dream guest would be, oh my gosh. Well, now I want to say Brené Brown again, because I feel like I've just been so obsessed with her lately.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. So like, true confession, I have to tell you real fast though, because I was listening to Glennon Doyle's interview on Brené Brown podcast before we hopped onto this interview. So I'm just totally laughing and fangirling with you because I love me some Brené Brown.
Yes, I love her. I love Glennon Doyle. She's incredible. I mean, there's so many. I'm almost overwhelmed by options, which is why I'm kind of freezing. But women are killing it. I mean, women are totally killing
right.
it. I also like, I think, armchair expert. I feel like Dax Shepard has a really interesting, really good way of interviewing people. And so I don't know why I would ever be on his podcast, because I'm not like in that sector, but I just really like his interview style. And I feel like that would be a really fun
For
one.
Sure. So it's funny. I listen to that too. You just want to go sit on the couch with him and Monica and just chill and hang out. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you do. Like you, because doesn't he record it like above their garage or something?
Yes, I
want to be there. I want to like be above the garage, just like kicking it, you know? It's just like, it just seems like it'd be a good time.
I love it. It's so funny. Okay. So my next question is, do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
That's a really funny question. And you should ask Marla, the founder of Asa, about that. I am a perfectionist oppressively, to a point that it's kind of a running joke at our company. It's really good when you need things done very like fine-tuning, like right now we're working on like redoing some of the stuff with our website. And like, I will go back and forth with a developer for like months with like every little thing because I will catch everything. But it honestly is my Achilles heel. I have such strong perfectionist tendencies. Like I'm the type, if I see like one little space, like, oh, there's a double space between those two words, it's like I start twitching, like I can't deal with it. So I'm really trying to learn how to let go because I spend way too much time doing like the stupidest stuff, just like, but the alignment is off. Like, who cares? It is oppressive.
Well, I'm laughing because it's funny, but you're in the exact role that you need. Like you're the editor in chief. Like it's not like you know, like you're not just the sales guy out there, you know, running his mouth and do it. Like you are doing exactly what you need to do, which is fine tooth comb every single thing that comes through ASA. So I think that's fine.
Yeah, I feel like it's fine for everyone else. It's mostly like oppressive to me when I'm like not sleeping because I'm like putting way too much time into something.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, I added one more rapid fire question to what we've been kind of doing here because of the state of the world and everything that we're, you know, that's going on, especially, you know, you like you've left New York City, like you're somewhere else that you don't typically live. And so I've been asking my guests, like if you had one word to describe how you're feeling about what's going on in the world, what would that be?
Ooh. Oof. I'm going to say thoughtful. I know that might be a weird word, but I think this whole pandemic has really forced me to take a big step back. I mean, literally and figuratively, I've gone from one extreme in downtown Manhattan to the other extreme in the woods in the middle of nowhere. And it really has forced me to take a huge step back and really take some time thinking about what are the things that we take for granted every day on a regular basis? Like, what are the things that were in my quote unquote past life, whatever my life was, right, you know, 2 months ago versus now? And also, you know, what does this pandemic mean, not only for the next couple of months, but for the future of just how we go about our lives? It's really just given me so much to think about. And it's kind of, I think, permanently changed my perspective on the world. You know, 2 months ago, I didn't think a lot of the things that have happened were actually possible. And I know a lot of people who have said that too. Like, I didn't think about schools just like shutting down. It just wasn't something, it's right, unprecedented. So it's just given me a lot to think about in general, in every yeah way, because the whole world has been turned on its head.
Yeah, I think thoughtful is a great word. And I can promise you, if I would have asked you like 2 or 3 weeks ago, your word would have been totally different too. So I feel like it's a sliding scale. I know it has been for me. It's been overwhelmed. It's been this. It's been like so many different things. But I love that thoughtful is the word that you've landed on because it's such a beautiful word and such a great way to look at the situation and kind of just, you know, like this is what it is and we're making the most out of it. And I'm so grateful that we were able to have this conversation because I think that, you know, you sharing ASA's message and your vision for what you see for female podcasters is just really, I just hope that it multiplies and it just continues to exponentially grow because there's just so much out there, y'all. There's so many cool opportunities for us as podcasters. And I can't wait to see where we are 12 months from now. Cause I think that given the state of the world, everything is still just going to be awesome for podcasters. That's my, you know, glass half full kind of perspective on the world right now.
I so agree with you. Podcasting is such an amazing industry to be in. And, you know, again, I think if your voice has value, if you have something to say, podcasting is the great equalizer. It's such an incredible medium to get your voice out there and get your unique perspective and your unique education out there. It's absolutely the time to start a podcast. If you've been thinking about it and you haven't, you may have seen some recent statistics that downloads are down, but that's going to turn around. It's going to change. It's such an exciting time to be in the podcasting space. And I'm also very grateful to have access to this and to be here today and have the opportunity to talk to you. I really appreciate you having me on, and we've loved having you as a part of ASA. We just love having you around. You're just so positive vibes. We just love it. So thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show. So Meredith, can you tell us where I'm going to link to all the things in the show notes for the e-course and the ASA community on Facebook, but where can everybody find y'all on Instagram? Because I know that's another big platform that y'all have.
Yes, thank you. So it's at ASA Collective, O-S-S-A.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. And we are going to link to all of those in the show notes. And did you have anything else that you wanted to share?
I think that's it. I would like to plug, since we're recording our first episode tonight, ASA Lounge is the podcast we're starting for ASA. So we're going to have podcast news headlines and a special guest each week from somewhere in the industry. And then we're going to conclude with like a top 10 something, something. So whether it's like marketing tips or booking on other people's podcasts, we're really excited to launch it. It's about time that ASA has our own podcast. So that's my only other plug.
I love it. So ASA Lounge, we will be looking for that. And I will make sure to link to everything in the show notes so we can go download it, because I'm excited. I mean, that's going to be on the reg for me. Like, I'm going to be listening to that for
thank
sure.
You.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So what'd y'all think? It was good, wasn't it? Like, there were some things that I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so smart. And I learned so much just being part of ASA's, their e-course, which was so much fun. I have a link in the show notes. I want you to go check it out, because it was just so valuable to me, even because there were people that are experts in social media. There were branding experts. There were just tons of people that really brought a ton of value. And this course is totally free. And I have, like, the link is in the show notes. So go check it out. You have no excuses. I want you to go check out this awesome e-course, because it was super valuable for me to kind of see what others' perspectives are on podcasting, because we can all learn from each other. But make sure you go check out their e-course. I'm going to link to everything else that we talked about in the show. So crystalprofit.com/episode149. Go check those out. And I can't wait for you to join ASA and say hi in the Facebook group. Tell them, say, Crystal sent me from the Profit Podcast, because that community is so much fun and it continues to grow every single day. But that does it for today. So make sure you check out the show notes. Again, crystalprofit.com/episode149. And if this is your first time tuning in, I would love for you to subscribe. That way you don't miss our future episodes all about podcasting. And we're going to be bringing more guest experts onto the show to talk about things like public speaking. And we have someone else coming on to talk specifically about how to get sponsors and how that works. And it's just, we have so many fun things in the works. So many fun things that I'm just really excited about. But that does it. So remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.